Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone. It is your girl, Nye, and you beautiful people are tuned into yet another show of Nye Airwaves. Laugh, live, and get into the now from the people's perspective, sponsored by Faces of Success Radio. We have a little bit of a special show for you guys. I know you're used to hearing me on Fridays, but today is Mother's Day, and what better way to help give our moms their props and help them rock their crowns in a dedication show, some of their highly requested songs, and as well as a hashtag motivational woman segment featuring entrepreneur, philanthropist, motivator, and many more. She wears many hats, Miss Katrina Walker. We're going to have an exclusive interview with her this evening for our hashtag motivational woman segment for Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there, and we're going to get right into the jams, kicking it off with Miss Cheryl Lynn, Got to Be Real.
To be real, what to find,
Break.
And we are back in the studio for our Mother's Day celebration and dedication show, as well as our exclusive interview with entrepreneur, philanthropist, and motivator, Miss Katrina Walker, for our hashtag Motivational Woman segment. Grandmammy, let's talk about some of our favorite memories with our mothers, and we're getting some tweets in and requests consistently when it comes to the music in the studio. Grandmammy, what's one of your favorite memories with your mother?
Well, hey, baby, say sure, because I know I ain't giving no gossip today. Well, I kind of is because I'm talking about my crazy mama. But, yeah, I think my favorite memory would have to be when, sugar, I'm getting old. When me and my mama would always crack jokes on each other and always be in the kitchen cooking. I remember when she first taught me how to make a fried bologna sandwich, and I was about a little itty-bitty thing, and I just wanted to cook, and I thought I was doing something, too. Got the cast iron skillet with the burnt edges and can on my bologna, and you know how it whoop, go up like a little tent, and a flame all over the skillet and can on, and add my little mayonnaise and my tomatoes and lettuce and some salt and pepper, and then I really learned how to cook. Yeah, I remember them days. I love cooking with my mommy. Love cooking with my mommy. What about you, baby?
Well, I'm always having great memories with my mom all day, every day. I would have to say my favorite memory was when we went to Universal Studios for my birthday in Orlando. And I had the best time ever. And I know because my mother does have back issues and things of that sort, she couldn't walk around a whole lot. But just being there with her and seeing her face and watching all the cartoon characters and the water shooting all over the place. And, of course, I was just paying attention to every living thing. But that and just being able to spend time with my mom every single day and just enjoying her company overall. We've got a lot of Twitter requests coming in as well, everybody. We've got some shout-outs. Grandmammy, do you want to read the shout-outs on Twitter and Instagram and Facebook?
Oh, sure, sugar. Hold on. This is from Old School Chick 89. She says, I want to dedicate a song to my mama. My mama always loved her some Angela Wimbush. That would be great if y'all played it in the studio. Love your mama, Shirley. We love you too, sugar, and you better be, oh my goodness, we got it in the studio. We got us a little bit of Angela Wimbush in the studio, so we will definitely play that song for you. And another shout-out before we get into the song is from Elizabeth Trey, _Trey, T-R-E-Y. She says, I want to give a big old shout-out to my mommy who has been there for me since day one. Hashtag moms rock. Hashtag happy Mother's Day. Well, happy Mother's Day to you too, sugar. And I hope you cooking for your mommy, because we got some good food up in here. Some greens and some corny bread and some roast and taters. And ooh, my mouth is watering just thinking about the food. And we got some carrots and cano and some macaroni and cheese and some kale. I don't know if y'all know about that kale, but that good old kale. Ooh, child. Okay, I could talk about food all day. Let's get into the request from Old School Chick 89. This is some Angela Wimbush, but we got some from her beginning of her career. This is Angela Wimbush. I'll be good,
we'll be right back.
babies, be back. That was a dedication for old school chick 98 for her mama. That was Angela Wimbush. Happy All right, we got some more requests going on here before we get into our exclusive interview. We got one more. We going to Instagram, babies. Here's somebody by the name of Angelique with two underscores, 2K15. And she says, oh, here's a tweet. It's actually her mama using her account. This is her mama. I would love to hear, because this our special day, I want to hear some Hall and Oates and some more Stevie Wonder. Hashtag keep them coming. All right then, sugar. We got some Hall and Oates in the studio. This is one of my favorites and my mama's favorites, too. Shout out to all the mamas worldwide. Happy Mother's Day. This is a special request, sugars. We got some more Stevie and some more Hall and Oates before our exclusive interview. This is Hall and Oates, Sarah Shamal. You're tuning in to Night Airways. Let's live and get into the night from the people's perspective.
Thank you.
And we are back into the studio. Good evening, everybody. It is your girl, Nye. Again, you are tuning into the Mother's Day celebration and dedication. Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers worldwide, internationally, you name it, beyond the galaxies. Happy Mother's Day. And speaking of Mother's Day, we actually have a hashtag motivational woman moment, an exclusive interview with entrepreneur, motivator, and also philanthropist, Ms. Katrina Walker. Let's introduce her one time. As an entrepreneur, philanthropist, and motivator, she took being a witness to cultural, domestic, and financial demult and converted what she learned into a motivational tool to fight victimhood. Went from being a struggling teen bride to a divorced mother of four to a trailblazer who has over the past 25 years built thriving enterprises, including a 24-hour daycare center, multiple real estate holdings, a record label and recording studio, and becoming a self-made millionaire. That's a motivational woman. Her renowned Tennessee-based Rainbow Kids with a Z Learning Center is currently expanding into a national brand, while she is being busily pursued as a motivating life coach with personal stories that demonstrate that anything is possible. For over two decades, her philanthropic hands-on support has helped turn hardworking individuals into successful business owners, providing them with guidance on how to start a business, hire employees, manage a budget, select locations, and take advantage of marketing to realize their full earning potential. The experience of being in an abusive relationship, both mental and physical, allowed her a keen sense for spotting those in similar crisis. And out of this has grown yet another community supportive enterprise at Walker's helm, the B Blind Eye Foundation, whose mission and motto is to be the difference and not turn a blind eye to society. We're going to stop right there and cue her into the studio for our hashtag motivational woman segment. Please introduce, as I introduced her, and welcome Ms. Katrina Walker. Good evening. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? And happy Mother's Day to everybody.
Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. Absolutely.
Thank you so much
for being in the studio.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely, and we wanted to make sure we featured you as soon as possible for our hashtag Motivational Woman segment. I gave a little bit of information about you, but please introduce yourself and tell us who Ms. Katrina Walker really is.
Woo. Katrina Walker, okay. Katrina Walker, woo, a woman that has had, as my mother, my mother's not here. She's not here any longer, you know, with us. But the way that she would describe
me sitting
at her little kitchen table in Memphis, Tennessee, yeah. But she's still with me. Her spirit lives on. This woman was something
else.
You hear me? But look, look, she would sit at her kitchen table, and she would describe me as Trina. And she was little, like the little lady. She kind of put you in mind of Cicely Tyson, okay? But she wore this little duster, you know, little button thing down the front, sitting at her kitchen table, and she's dark complected and skinny, you know, like Granny on the Beverly Hillbillies. And she would hold her hands down and lift them up a little bit and say, Trina, I've never seen nobody go down and come up. And she could raise those hands up just a little bit. And then she said, go down and come up. And she'd come up a little higher. So that is Katrina Walker. You know, I've always looked like had gone through so many struggles, even being a teenage bride, you know, thinking that my life, you know, was, little did I know, you know, I got married young, you know, thinking that my life was going to be different than the things that I saw when I grew up. You know, women just beat up, you know, my mama getting beat up, you know, and
right.
Just women with dark, with shades on, you know, and my sister's daddy, you know, just coming down on her face with his work boots on. And I just knew my life was going to be better. But little did I know that I wasn't going to be June Cleaver. What I grew up looking at, the Beavers. You know, I was not going to be June Cleaver. I lived a life of running and a lot of infidelity, you know, mental abuse,
right.
You know, physical abuse. So, you know, that was the life, but always persevere. Never let nothing take me down. I always figured it out. Always, no matter what, I figured it out.
That's beautiful. And beautiful. And what would you say, starting off in the beginning of your career or overall in your life, was the light bulb that kicked in that said, I want to make a difference for myself and for other people?
You know what? I just got, how you say, old people say sick and tired. I got sick and tired of being sick and tired of just not having, with this man that I was with and the advice that I was given. And I'm pretty sure the women back then thought that they were giving me the best advice. But like I heard a man say, sometimes how do somebody that's already injured tell another person that, how not to be, maybe they could tell you how not to be injured, but it's hard to help someone and you're down and out. And the advice that they were giving me was to stay. You can't do any better, It's going to be hard with four children, because it wasn't just Katrina Walker. It was me and my four babies. So,
right.
I had to, I knew enough was enough when we became homeless. Enough was enough so many times, Enough was enough when, I would be running through the house because I asked a question, like, where have you been? Daylight would hit him in the face, and he wants to fight, and I would run. Looked like I lived a life of just running, locking doors.
Right.
And doors being kicked in and trying to hide my children and, an iron being flying past my head because he done threw an iron at me, and it lands in the wall because my little boy hollered, "Mama, duck." Those were the things that I went through. So enough was enough when I found myself lying on people's floor, being in people's house, pretending that I'm visiting. And I know they wonder, when is she going home with those children, Laying on the floor, picking my little girl, taking her to the restroom, and a roach is crawling up her. So those were things that let me know enough was enough, and I knew that I had stayed in a marriage for 20 years, that I had to get out of there, because I wasn't going to never have nothing. If a penny came in, put it like this, if a nickel came, well, I'll say a penny, we owe back a nickel, I mean, you name it, I went through it. Loan sharks, he borrowed from everybody, you name it. I went through it with my children till enough was finally enough, and I came up with a plan. I had to get out of there. I had to move that baggage out of my way.
Okay. And that baggage, how would you describe your game plan of trying to get out and transition into a better life for yourself, becoming an entrepreneur, becoming a motivator?
Mm-hmm.
What was your game plan,
mm-hmm.
or was there even a game plan
mm-hmm.
from that point?
Mm-hmm. It was. I would say that, Federal Express was a new company. And I've never thought I was too good. It had been in Memphis for 10 years, okay? And at that time, I heard about it. And like I said, just one thing after another, that was happening in my life. But so happened I ran out of gas one night. If it wasn't one, it was always another. And I was pregnant again with a big belly, and had two little children. As I ran out of gas, nobody would come help me. But as I walked up this hill, I was like in tears. That's when you could go to a payphone. And I called some people and asked them to come help. Nobody would help me. I met a girl. Her husband worked for Federal Express. And I remember asking her, would she ask her husband, that I always respected a wife, would she please ask her husband that he help me to get a job? But he did not help me, but he did something. And I listened. He said, well, it's this temporary company that sent people out. I was there. I think he told me like on a Friday, that Monday morning, there. And I always had a personality where I knew how to talk to people. So when I went to this temporary service, Lord knows I did what I had to do, but I kind of drew a name. I don't even think
Ms.
the lady
Walker.
Knew him. Mm-hmm.
You're breaking up a little bit in your signal. Just wanted to
can
let
you
know
not,
we're kind of getting a little bit of static. We can hear you now. You're loud and clear. Continue with your story. Just letting you
I
know
am.
We're getting a little bit of static in the studio.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. But yes, but anyhow, I went there, never thought I was too good, went to this temporary service and pretty much asked them to send me out to Federal Express. I even told them what office I wanted to go to. When I went out there, they separated. You knew the people that were temporary. You knew the people that were employees of Federal Express. But I had heard while I was out there that they were going to be hiring, And when those positions came, I applied. And I remember, can you hear me fine now? But when I applied, I heard a young lady say, I sure hope she gets that job so she can buy herself some clothes. But my thing was I had to take care of my children and do the best that I could. So I got, I'm glad that they wished that because I got the job. And when I got that job, they interviewed 80 people. So out of those 80 people, they were going to hire 10 people. And out of those 10 people, two ladies got it. It was me and another lady. But when I got the job, Fred Smith, the owner, used to come out to Federal Express. And when he would come out to Federal Express to talk to us about, you know, Federal Express and people, service, and profit, I knew then that I didn't want to retire with that company. So what I did was I thought outside the box. I said, what I'm going to do is open up my, start my own business. I'm going to start a child care center because I was good with my children. People loved me, and they loved the way that I was with my children. And that's how it all started. You know, I said, what I'm going to do is the concept that he has with the packages. I don't have airplanes, and I don't have packages. I said, but what I'm going to do is the people that work here, I'm going to start with the people that work here. I'm going to offer them a discount. I said, and where they have Precious Cargo, their concept, I'm going to, where they have packages, I'm going to have Precious Cargo, which are the children. And I'm going to let children roll in and roll out. And I'm going to give them the best service that parents could ever want. They won't ever have to worry about their children. Everything's going to be different. I'm going to give them nothing but quality service. Same thing that he put out with packages, I put it out with children. And before I knew it, I said, well, you know what? I set myself a goal. I said, I found this building, and I started from the very bottom. I didn't just quit Federal Express, but that's how I started, from the very bottom. I set myself a goal to make $5,000. You know what? That $5,000 was $20,000. I had never in my life seen that much money back then in my life, you know. So, you know, Katrina Walker was very, very happy. And from there, you know, the business kept blossoming. It just kept going up and up. And I knew how to manage my money. And then I bought me some property. And I decided to build a 24-hour daycare. I wanted my own, and I wanted everything to be handpicked. And I did the floors color. I did everything, nothing but quality serve, you know, quality for those parents, for those children. And that's how I started. And I just will never forget when I did my taxes. I'll never forget my accountant said that I made $3-something million. So it just kept going up. It got to the point I didn't have anywhere to put children. I can remember having in just the one building, then the second building, like 600 children, you know, at one time. They were just coming, and people loved me, and I had the best teachers. I just, you know, and my mother was living, so she cooked everything from scratch, of course. I kept it going once she passed, but everything was, I mean, it was a beautiful thing. And I placed my daycare center. I knew the things that I had gone through, so I wanted to help. My parents, you know, I knew that some of them was going through inner city parents. I took it back to the community to help some of my young mothers that I would see come in, abused, you know, couldn't hold their head up, you know, and couldn't afford. And I helped some of my children would come in and they would be hungry, you know, and I made sure that they had.
Right.
Some of them didn't have baths. So I had older ladies around and made sure that the children were clean. And you know, it was just such a beautiful thing, you know, and still is to this day, to this day.
Oh, man, that's fantastic. So you've had your own 24-hour daycare center, you're multiple real estates, a record label. How can you manage with so many different hats and so many things, amazing things going on in your life? How can you manage?
Well, the record label, my son and my daughter, they took over that later on, you know, and, you know, just having to step in. I helped a lot of young men, you know, that were out in the streets selling drugs. And I talked to them. They took to me because I was down to earth. You know, I never thought I was that lady up on the hill. And I'd listen to them. I would talk sometimes at 4, 5, and 6 o'clock in the morning with them. You know, just let them know, you don't want to do this. You don't want to sell drugs. You don't want nobody kicking your door in. And you don't want nobody, you know, putting you in jail for years. You know, taking years off your life that you'll never get back. So I was able to transform and help these young men. And with that music business, it really helped a lot. And my son and my daughter, they helped run that. And, you know, as far as the real estate development of properties that I purchased, you know, a lot of stuff that I was just, you know, able to do and get done, and also hire a good team around me. And that's what I tell people all the time. That's why the foundation that you mentioned, you know, we have to help each other. I didn't get where I'd be crazy to sit and say I got where I got all by myself. Somebody had to help me, and we have to help somebody. You know what I'm saying? We have to. That's the way, I mean, God intended for us to help one another, you know? So even me going out on the job at Federal Express and the lady heart opened up enough to send me there, you know, that right there helped me. But when those opportunities strike, you got to take them. When that door opens, you got to take it. Got to take it.
Absolutely. Man, that's amazing. And you have Rainbow Kids now and also the B Foundation. How do you have so – I'm just so
right now I
have
a book
too
coming out. I don't know if you know about the book that I have. It's called Unbreakable. I Am Unbreakable, The Down-Home Truth, the Katrina Walker Story. So, you know, it's just the many, many hats and shoes that I feel where I was able to come in and just really, you know, help people, you know, because of, you know, everything that I went through in my life. And the thing is that the biggest thing is that I'm not ashamed. A lot of times people become victims and they're embarrassed. They're embarrassed. They don't want to tell it. You know, people look at me crazy because, you know, I'm telling it. But you know what? My mother used to tell me. She said, Trina, you'll tell it. And I feel like if I can help somebody, what am I going to keep it to myself for? I'm going to help people, you know. And the only way that I can help them is tell them about my struggles. And my life haven't been just completely hell because my children, I love my children, you know. And my life is okay now. But I'd run across some creepy men, and they caught me when I was vulnerable. That was my mistake. I feel like I should have waited. But I had the worst husband. One stole from me, you know. My money was building a daycare up on the other side of town with somebody. You name it. And other women go through things. And men, we go through things, you know, in life, you know. But because you're the victim, you know, it's nothing for me to be embarrassed about, you know. I just have to help others, you know. I have to tell my other young women, don't sit back and take that mess. Don't let nobody mentally abuse you. You ain't going to have no mind.
Very true. Very, very true. And speaking of which, speaking on our society and how a lot of domestic violence is going on and the television and how we are seeing ourselves as a whole, what is your opinion as far as the media is concerned and how we're depicted as objects and not loving who we are as natural people?
Okay, when you say that, meaning what, like, the media, what do you mean when you say that? Are you talking about what is going on that you're speaking of, the media that's going on in the media?
Speaking of
can you be a little more specific?
Definitely. Speaking on television is concerned, and little kids are looking at television and seeing these different idols and people who are skinny with blonde hair and blue eyes and consistently seeing that image on social media and saying, well, I want to look like that. What's wrong with me? There's nobody there that I can idolize, that it's doing something positive
without saying the B word and throwing out all that. You know something, I'm going to tell you, I am so happy, and this is bigger than me, you know. I'm not one of those holier-than-thou people, but I tell you, it's bigger than me. I know that the good Lord want me to do what I got to do, because I got to help people. When I look at TV now, and I'm not an old lady, but when I look at TV now, you know, the Diane Carrolls that I grew up with, looking at, and even my mama looking so pretty, sliding her lipstick on, you know, and being a lady, you know. It saddens me. Yes, it do. It's not the word that they use now. It's throwing shade. I don't throw no shade at nobody. But I think our young girls, our little young girls, and especially our little black girls, because I'm a black woman, and I was a little black girl. And what did I have to look at? And I am so glad that I'm out here to teach little girls how to be young ladies, how to carry themselves, how to not, you ain't got to drop it like it's hot and crack your butt, you know. I didn't have nothing. I rode in bread trucks. Do you hear me? In a wonder bread. I did the best. And I'm not ashamed. One of my girlfriends asked me, she said, are you ashamed to get in that car? No, I hope it starts. You know, I hope it cranks. You know, but, you know, I want little girls to know, don't ooh and ah over no guy. When I heard a guy tell me that girls, that they call them boot girls. You know, you don't have to be a boot girl. Somebody buy you. You got your own boots. If you got somebody who want to do something for you, that's all well and good. But if you like nice cars and nice things, you can work hard and get the things that you want, you know. And I want our young ladies to know, get your education, go to school, you know. And if you want to start a business, you know. I mean, we are so talented, but yes, you're absolutely right. Our young girls, our young black girls, man, it hurts my heart that they gotta be confident within themselves, you know. I mean, what they see, the images that they see on TV, I don't think it's so good, you know. I really don't think it's so good. I'm just being real with you. Not for a little girl to look at, because they don't understand when they see certain
right.
things. You know, I want them to first be comfortable within themselves. You know, it's nothing wrong with a weave, but not when you're in the third grade. You know,
right?
I mean, and it's nothing wrong with it. That's just me. That's just how I feel. You know, that's just my
right.
personal opinion. When you're in the second or third grade, we had a straightening comb. We had that, some grease, that's what we called it, you know, and comb that hair and hold your head down and get that kitchen. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That's how I grew up. You know, I know times have changed, but I think that little girls should be little girls and play with their dolls as long as they can and have something to look up to and look forward to. We teach them how, you know, to be young ladies. And they are led by example of what they see. And the stuff that come on TV, I wouldn't want my little girl looking at it, you know? I wouldn't want the internet
Absolutely.
Raising my kid. I wouldn't.
And with that, it's also kind of contradictory when it comes to our little boys watching the media and hearing these rap songs and the calling women the B word and getting money and smoking this and trying to get that. And it's the media can be positive
and
also have
yes.
negative impact.
Well, you're absolutely right, because, like I said, I put the daycare center back in the community. So some of the kids that come in there, they're so troubled, and it breaks my heart. But when they're with me, you know, and my staff, I have them trained to give them love. But when I hear a little boy that's in elementary school that's in the second grade, and he comes in and calls a little black girl a bald-headed B-word, it breaks my heart. It's what they're seeing at home. What are they hearing at home? Who's really, you know, training out children, you know? These are little kids. So I have to go in and I have to talk to them after I hear about it. And the little girls are sitting, and I go in and I try to, I said, who's such and such? So one of the little girls is Caucasian, but she's her sister. She's mixed, and she with blue eyes.
Right.
Beautiful. The other one, I said, who's the pretty little girl, I called something, I said, who's the pretty little girl, and her name is such and such, and the other little girl, the little light-skinned girl told me, she said, I'm prettier than her. She sure did. She said, I'm prettier than her, and it was her sister, and her sister was dark-complected with hair like mine, nappy, and she was cute as she wanted to be, and I have to talk to him, and I said, oh, she's pretty, and you're pretty, and all of you all are pretty. Everybody's pretty. You know, y'all all are pretty. But, you know, we just got to go back to the basics of showing our children love and raising them and not letting the music raise them, the TV raise them, you know. I mean, women on TV dropping it and showing all their butt cracks, everything, you know. It's not cool to me. Not to me. Not
right.
to me. I don't want to look at it. So I don't want a little girl that's 6, 7, 8, 9 years old looking at it, you know. I just don't.
Right.
That's just me.
Well, I definitely agree with you, absolutely. We're going to go to social media real quick and get some questions from Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. We've got a lot of people that want to ask you a few questions, if that's all right with you.
Sure. Okay, that's fine. Perfect.
Great. They said, this is just a few fun questions they're asking. If you could watch 3 movies for the rest of your life, what would they be?
One would be, let me see, I would say Imitation of Life. That's too old. And what other movie do I really like? I would say, that's kind of.
Okay, so you've got, I'll let you ponder on that question. It's all about getting to know
you.
I'm
pondering on that. I'm pondering on that. Okay. I like the color purple. I love the color purple. And you know what? I like Crooklyn. That's probably kind of old, but it's a movie that the Bridges of Madison County, you know, I'm naming some movies that they may not even know, you know. So, yeah, but I'll keep pondering on that, okay? I keep pondering
on
that.
That's fine. This is your spotlight. We're getting to know you and your business overall.
Okay.
We've got another question coming in. This is as far as business is concerned. They said, how did you learn to love yourself so much and have such a bright personality?
And you know what? I love that. I love that question. I can answer that because my daughter asked me one day. She was going through so much, you know. And she said, Mama, she said, how come you always so happy, you know? You know, I've always been that way. You know, I feel like you can look outside and you may describe the day as just gloomy and just really, really a bad day.
Mm-hmm.
And I always look outside and I just said, thank you, Lord, for another day. You know, is it still, can you hear me okay? I don't know if it was static.
Yes, we can hear you just fine. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, but, you know, I just always look at things in a positive way. I think that our thought process is everything. You know what I'm saying? It's the way that you look at things and look at things in life. If you think that you're not going to do something or be able to do something, you won't, you know. If you believe that, you know, if you really believe that, you know, I believe that we are our thoughts, and that's just how it is. You know, we have to think positive thoughts. We can't bring that negative stuff in our life, you know. We just can't. I'm not saying every day is going to be a good day, but when bad things happen, you just deal with it, you know, and let it go. You let it go. You deal with it best
right.
as you can. And I'm going to tell you something. When you've done the best you can do, that's all you can do. You can't do no more. That's it. You give it your best, and that's all you can do. Let it go. Let it go. You don't keep talking about something. You know, that man misused me 20 years ago. I'm not going to keep on dwelling about that man. Let him go on. You know, I got to keep it moving. I'm going forward with my life, and that's how I look at it. You know, I want to be happy. You know, peaceful, joy,
absolutely.
Happiness, that's me. I don't even like negative people. You know, there's always some bad every time you talk to them. That's why they made Call ID, you know? That's why they made Call ID.
Yes, yes. We've got another question. This is from Jessica. She
yes.
says, what are your inspirations or who are your inspirations as you grow as a person?
My inspiration is, number one, well, the good Lord, number one, you got to have your spiritual connection. And my inspiration is people. You know, I love, you know, the things that Oprah is doing and that what she's done. I think she's a phenomenal, phenomenal woman, you know. I love Michelle Obama, our first lady. I just think that she is just awesome, you know. And,
yeah.
You know, those are the people that I look up to, and I think that they're just so great. And my mama, she's not with us anymore, you know. But Miss D, she took over a whole neighborhood in the inner city of Memphis, Tennessee, you know. Everybody knew Miss D, and she kept everybody together. When I say everybody, not just our family, you know, up and down our street cars would be parked. And she had a black kitchen table, what they call the round table. They would start up early in the morning. And people would be over there as early as 6 o'clock in the morning drinking coffee at the round table or whatever they were drinking.
Wow.
I don't know what they had in the cups, you know. And she'd be standing there cleaning chitlins. Yep. And those pots be boiling with pig feet, all of the pork, all the pigs, okay? But, yeah, my mama, you know, she was a phenomenal. She was my Maya Angelou. She was my Dr. Martin Luther King, you know. She was.
Beautiful.
So, yes, those are the people that
I admire
and look forward to.
Beautiful. We've got one more question from the fans, and we're going to get right back on to the interview questions.
Yes.
We've got one more from the Instagram really fast. They just direct messaged us. They said, Miss Katrina, where do you go the next step after finding who you are as a person?
My next step is helping the world. I got to help folks. That's my next step is, you know, helping my young ladies, my young men, you know, just people. You know, people, we got a lost world out here, you know, and folks need help, you know. And I'm not the one to turn my back. I can't save the whole world, but I'm a damn sure try, you know. So that's what Katrina Walker is all about, you know. That's my thing right now is just being able to talk to people because I think that people are not getting the truth. Everybody's in a hurry. Everything's quick. Nobody cares about nobody anymore. And sometimes folks just need somebody to talk to, and I'm that person that people can talk to. They can trust me, you know, and people do trust me. They know that I'm not going to tell them nothing wrong, and I'm going to take it to the bank, you know. They can trust me. People don't trust easily, and you can't. You can't, but people trust
right.
me, you know, and I'm going to help people. I'm going to help people. That's my ultimate goal.
Absolutely. What's next for Miss Katrina Walker? We have the Rainbow Kids Learning Center. We also have the B Foundation, Blind Eye Foundation, and you also have your book. What's up next for you and your success?
What's next for me is expanding the Rainbow Kids Child Care Centers. And also what I'm getting ready to do now is a rehabilitation to just sit some of these people down that's on drugs, that's out here just lost, you know. I'm going to build one in honor of my nephew, a foundation, Travis Hewlett. He lost his life from being addicted to crack cocaine for so many years.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Did time, didn't kill nobody, walked me down the aisle, and about two days after he walked me down the aisle, police was at my door, and he had gotten killed. He jumped the curb and died in a tragic car wreck, but he never was able to get through this cocaine, this crack, you know. So, you know, I see people all the time just walking around. They look like they're just lost, you know. And sometimes I wonder, you know, where is their family? You know, what happened? You know, what happened? They don't have anybody, you know.
Right.
Or they appear to have no one. So I want to put a full-time nurse on staff, have a doctor to check them out, you know, and just get them a second chance at life, you know, because I don't think they really want to just give up on life, you know. And that's what I want to do, try to help some of these lost men and women that's just out here on the streets just roaming around and seem like they just don't know, you know, where to go, you know. And my young ladies, too, I want to get them back, you know, where they get back in school, or if they want to do hair, you know, or if my guys want to do
right. Something
with their hands, auto mechanic. I just want to get people back on track. And I want to show them how to get this money, because money, you know, people think getting money is just so hard. I did it. And like I tell them, with four children, but the thing is I want to teach people that it don't fall out of the sky and you can't be lazy. If you sit on the couch every day and you don't do nothing, stop complaining. Stop crying about it, you know, because you ain't going to have nothing. And ain't nobody supposed to just give you nothing unless you're handicapped, blind, crippled, and crazy. Other than that, get up off your butt and let's figure it out. Let's figure out what you're going to do. Get a journal. We're going to start
Definitely. Writing
it down. We're going to start applauding ourselves. We're going to come up with our dreams. And we're going to set some goals, and we're going to make it happen. Otherwise, you're just going to be in the same spot, but you won't be 20, you won't be 30, you won't be 40 again. You better get up off your butt and do something. And that's how I go at people, and I tell them the truth. You know, you just start from the very bottom. Teach people how to manage their money. People don't realize how much money that they just really just give away, and especially people that are poor. I've been on food stamps. I remember free lunch. I've never liked none of that stuff. Nobody's going to dictate my life, and I sit before a lady and give her all of my business, and she talks to me like I'm a dog. No, that's temporary. You know, get out here. We're in America. Get out here. We can make some money. Money ain't just for certain people. God put it here for all of us, you know.
Absolutely.
All of us. We can enjoy. We can enjoy, but we got to get up off our butt. You know, I hear people all the time say, you know, I asked God to send me a husband. He ain't going to fall out the sky. Your husband ain't going to fall. We have to get up and make it. Stop whining and crying about stuff. You know, get up off your butt and make stuff happen. Don't be lazy. That's what I teach people. You can make good cookies. Be like Famous Amos. Start out from the bottom and eventually work your way up. Put them in the grocery stores. You know, you can do it. Set yourself a goal. Clap for yourself. Make it happen.
Oh, my goodness. Everybody, this is Miss Katrina Walker in our hashtag Motivational Woman segment exclusive interview. Thank you so much for being in the studio. Thank you so, so, so much. I appreciate
Thanks for having
your
me.
Words of wisdom overall.
Thank
and I
you.
Definitely will be in contact with you because I might need to take a few classes. Absolutely.
Okay. Don't forget my book, and don't forget my Facebook. Let me tell you, it's The Katrina Walker, and it's all together. Go to my Facebook. I have wonderful, truthful, down-home stories. The Katrina Walker. If you want it real, you're getting it from me. The Katrina Walker. Ain't nothing fake about me. Everything's real. Everything's
so we've
real.
Got your Facebook, The Katrina Walker. Do you have an Instagram, a Twitter, a website?
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. I got it all. The Katrina Walker, T-H-E-K-A-T-R-I-N-A.
And the name of your book again, Ms. Walker?
The name of my book is I Am Unbreakable, The Katrina Walker Story. And it'll be out in June. You're going to love that book. It's going to take you up. It's going to take you down. It's going to make you laugh. It's going to make you cry. I promise you, you're going to love that book. You're going to love it.
Definitely. And you let us know when you have any press releases or anything. We will blast it out for you. I'm definitely going to have to get the book myself.
I love y'all.
You are
okay.
welcome.
Thank you.
You are
sweetheart.
Definitely
okay.
welcome.
God bless
All right,
you, and thanks again for having me.
No problem. We actually have a song in the studio dedicated to you. Everyone, this is Miss Katrina Walker for our hashtag Motivational Women segment. This is the Gap Band, outstanding, because she is an outstanding woman herself. You're tuning in to Night Airwaves, live in the studio, sponsored by Faces of Success Radio.
Did y'all hear the hashtag Motivational Woman Moment, an exclusive interview live on our airways for our Happy Mother's Day celebration and dedication? If you didn't, you can tune in later on blogtalkradio.com and our link on our Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Naira Collins, so you could check out the show and celebrate and jam with your mama, your mammy, your grandmammy too. All right, sugars. I love y'all so much. We not going to keep y'all. Y'all know y'all got to get to that mac and cheese and collard greens and cornbread and canned and watch some movies and give your mama a special, special hug and flowers and some good old loving. I love y'all, babies. Happy Mother's Day worldwide, internationally, and Happy Mother's Day to our special motivational woman and special guest, Miss Katrina Walker, because that woman gave me the chair. She told the truth and nothing but the truth. We love y'all, baby, so, so, so much. Closing out with another Stevie Wonder jam. This has been highly requested since we've been playing it by the mamas again. I Wish by Stevie Wonder. You're tuning in to Night Airwaves. Laugh, live, and get into the night from the people's perspective.
Good evening, everybody. It's your girl, Nye. We're back into the studio. Again, that's Stevie Wonder, I Wish, which is highly requested from our Twitter fans and Instagram fans by their mothers. Happy Mother's Day all over, especially Happy Mother's Day from Princess of Success Radio. Good evening, good night. Love you guys so much, and we will see you next Friday.